This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This show is brought to you by GoPays, providing accessible, affordable, and inclusive digital financial services, all in one app. All also okay.
It is 7:07. You're with Kelvin and Hezriel on the Evening Edition, and we are now headed to our next story, and it's actually our final episode of our five-part series on financial innovation and accessibility, which has been about understanding different parts of the financial system and how banking can be made easier and better. Last week, we covered e-wallets and how they've improved accessibility to financial services. You can find all previous episodes by searching for the keyword financial accessibility GoPays on the BFM app, Spotify, or our website at bfm.my.
Now, today we're going to take a look at fintech and the kind of changes and innovations that we can expect to see next in financial services. We're also going to try to understand how 2020 has shaped the way we access those services and how it will help us predict what might be coming next.
Now, to do that, we have with us live in the studio Jason Pua, Head of Business Development at Visa Malaysia, and Adam Lee, Head of Digital Services Marketing at U-Mobile. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jason, being one of the original global fintech players, how has the landscape changed over the past couple of years?
Well, we pride ourselves as being the original fintech. Mm-hmm. Because we've just recently celebrated our 62nd year in operations. And we take pride in over the years seeing the strength of our business really grow through the forming of partnerships. So we are where we are today through many years of building that network out. Primarily with financial services and banks. But I think the landscape is basically changing, and it's driven primarily with technology advancements as well as the evolving consumer behaviors. So where we see today the advent of especially mobility, access to the internet and all the new kinds of services. So we see the advent of really fintechs really coming up with new offerings and services and new ways of how consumers can consume. So we want to be part of that process. Yeah.
Now, how has Visa innovated to keep up with changing times? Could you highlight any challenges in this journey towards digital innovation?
I think we feel that we've actually been keeping up with the progresses in particularly consumer behaviors, how they can consume, how they conduct commerce, how we support merchants in different areas. So I think in terms of keeping up with those times, we've kept up to date and be part of the conversation when it comes to standards, evolving standards, mm-hmm. for example, whether it comes to payment security, for example. So we work with our partners to actually keep up to date with progresses in all these different areas. Now, keeping up will also mean that we also do our part to actually introduce new payment experiences. In recent times, we have actually worked very hard to introduce innovations such as contactless payments. So over the last few years, that pace has accelerated with basically almost all cards issued by Visa are actually on PayWave, for example. We work very closely with folks like the mobile handset operators to introduce payments through mobile as well.
Yeah. And that's in the present. And looking ahead, what are some payment trends that industry players are expecting to see in the foreseeable future?
I think foreseeably, and part of that, to be fair, part of that has actually been accelerated with the advent of the last 6 months with the pandemic, right? So it's no surprise that consumer behavior has actually been accelerating towards the adoption of electronic payments. By that will be primarily e-commerce and all that.
And sometimes jumping straight ahead into that,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly. So even today, we've seen acceleration of adoption of contactless payments. At its peak, we were for every 10 transactions, 6 transactions were actually on contactless. So we see both movements in the face-to-face as well as the e-com environment that's actually accelerated by this. And we are trying to help that process. In terms of challenges, we feel that from a merchant perspective and the acceptance of these solutions, we've actually been part of that process to bring them into the e-commerce world. Yeah.
And Adam, on your end, how closely has U-Mobile followed these trends and changes, and what are some key lessons you've learned?
For years, we look at fintech players all around the world, and in more recent years, entering the Malaysian market, e-wallets gets the most attention. And as the pandemic has shown, that the use case gets more and more robust, and consumers are more familiar with it. But when we started looking at developing our own fintech initiatives, we look at like, okay, what can we do? Because if you look at a lot of all these e-wallets in the market right now, they end up having the same features and mostly are retail transactions. Mm. For us, we want something that is differentiated from most of the players out there. And when we look at the entire fintech initiative, we look at the ecosystem itself, and that's how we end up working with Visa as a payment partner as well, because to us, what matters is to have a universal fintech ecosystem, and that universality is where we want to achieve, and that will differentiate us from the rest of the e-wallets.
We're talking about innovations within the financial services space together with Jason Pua, Head of Business Development at Visa Malaysia, and Adam Lee, Head of Digital Services Marketing at U-Mobile. After this, we discuss how fintech has changed the way SMEs do business. Stay tuned for that conversation. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned for more insights on GoPays, a universal e-wallet, all in one app. All also, okay. We're back with more from GoPays, all in one app, all also okay.
It's 7:17 with Kelvin and Hezril on the Evening Edition. And in the studio with us is Jason Pua, Head of Business Development at Visa Malaysia, and Adam Lee, Head of Digital Services Marketing at U-Mobile. Adam, what really interested U-Mobile in pursuing this path when it comes to payment methods? Is this a long-term investment for the company in some ways?
Well, U-Mobile has always been about creating unlimited ideas for customers, you know, to maximize their digital lifestyle experience. As a mobile and data service provider, we pride ourselves in making sure that customers can enjoy unlimited data for all apps on the smartphone with pure worry-free unlimited experience. So with that, of course, there are driving forces that help us to grow continuously. You know, with more than like 7 million plus subscribers right now, we keep looking at like what are the things that we can do to enhance their digital lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And central to that is really looking at like where our customers like live, work and play. So in the digital services that we offer, we live and play by the same playbook as well. And when we start looking at building the fintech ecosystem, we really look at like, okay, what would be the most valuable product or services that we can put out there for the customers? And we arrive at the goal of basically enabling everyone access to affordable digital financial and lifestyle services. And that's how GoPays is conceived. And the customers that we want to cater to are the same kind of customers that we understand that U-Mobile as a brand appeal to.
Right. And Jason, let's pivot to SMEs. How has the evolution of fintech assisted with or changed the way SMEs do business?
I think to the earlier point where we talked about the challenges brought about with the lockdowns during the height of the pandemic, what we noticed that a lot of the businesses today, particularly the SMEs, did not really have an online presence, and they would find themselves at the risk of losing a lot of business. So that has actually pushed a lot of the SMEs to really think about adopting and being on the enabling them their business to transact, to allow consumers to actually transact with them through e-commerce channels. And to that end, what we've done is also to introduce something called Where You Shop Matters. It's really our initiatives to encourage local SMEs and retailers to digitize. And we feel that they can actually take their business online and we can actually help that process.
What yeah. is the role then that Visa plays by partnering with U Mobile to develop GoPays?
I think to your earlier point, you mentioned that some of the trends that we expect to see, I think this partnership with U Mobile is especially true in the sense that where they would like to be is to be integral in the consumers' lifestyles. So we feel very strongly that these, what we call moments of commerce, actually happen in their everyday lives, whether it's tapping to pay when they buy their groceries, when they buy a coffee on their way to work, or when they order lunch through food delivery platforms and so on and so forth. We feel that their mission and mandate to actually leverage on their app to be part of that consumer journey is something that we want to be part of. Mm-hmm. They have actually access to a wide range of lightly underbanked consumer segments, which are very, very attractive in terms of the financial inclusion agenda. So that's a key for us to be working closely with U Mobile.
We pride ourselves, again, as a universal e-wallet, and by partnering with Visa actually takes us like further than like most of the e-wallets out there, mm-hmm. where they are all proprietary wallets and the usage is very limited to domestic use only.
Yeah.
When a customer use GoPays with Visa, we basically opens up a lot of opportunities for the consumer to actually spend, use, or access to like financial services.
And to follow up on that, Adam, what role do you see U Mobile playing in financial innovation and really disrupting, I guess, the market, right? As more and more users and businesses are growing increasingly comfortable with technology and really interact with it on a daily basis?
This is a really interesting question because things change very fast, especially the last 6 months. And I think potentially, as a mobile and data operator, there's a lot that we can do. And now that we have this fintech ecosystem, we can do actually a lot of promotion to drive usage and adoption between the GoPays and the U Mobile brand. I think like some of the things that we can do is really like the rewards and the bonus, like in the form of talk time, data, and credit.
Yeah,
that's something that we have already like. Are looking into, but like, you know, years down the road, it requires a lot of like imagination and a lot of discussion, and that's why we have partners like Visa as well. We sit down regularly and like we look at like, okay, what are the problems that we can solve for consumers, and fintech is such a vast ever-changing landscape. And the role that a mobile service, mobile data service provider can play, like really, really like stretch from whatever that a traditional telco is playing all the way to what the banks are not doing and the yeah. banks are like, looking at like working on.
Well, with that said, Adam, Jason, thank you so much again for being with us in the studio today. Oh,
thank you. Thank you for thank having you. Us.
That was Jason Pua, Head of Business Development at Visa Malaysia, and Adam Lee, Head of Digital Services Marketing at U Mobile. You've been listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.